Good day.
Good day.
I utter those two little words, like showing a stamp passport.
Like telling an autobiography.
Or like filling in a questionnaire.
Good day.
If you could say to the train, the ship, or the aeroplane, and go in with your...
Good day, as a ticket. If you could say to a strange woman and she loved you at that very moment, or said with a smile of regret that others had greeted her before you.
Good day.
If you could say to a silent earth and it sprouted and produced ears of corn.
Good day.
If you could say even to death and it understood that by approaching you it had hurried a great deal.
If good day could turn into a real and you open sesame, and if then you said even to the bear,
good day,
it too at that very moment turned into a toy for our child, and into such a toy that needed no winding and was not easily broken, and in the same way the snake turned into a walking stick for the old, the crocodile into a container for toys, the wild stag into a clothes rack, and the storm into a company of dancers, while man indeed turned into man.
There's nothing impossible in this world.
If in this world there reigns goodness,
which in our mouths has turned into
good day.
The skies were in labor. The earth was in labor. And so was the crimson sea. And in the sea a small red reed was also in labor. And out of the reed came smoke, and out of the smoke came flames, and from the flames dashed forth a blonde youth with fiery hair and a flaming beard.
And his eyes were two blazing suns.
I'm an Armenian, ancient as this biblical Ararat. My feet still wet from the waters of the flood. Mine, the sacred land that Noah first saw. Mine, the sword that cut down the Babylonian foe. One morning here, in Ararat's green valley, my hammer and my pick aside I flung and lit the fire on the Chaldean altar.
Those days, both Ararat and I were young. On ancient Mount Ararat, ages for an instant sat and passed on. Lightning struck her diamond crest to destroy her timeless rest and passed on. Endless streams of frightened men gazed upon her flanks, and then they passed on.
Tis your turn. Tis your turn now to marvel at her proud brow and pass on.
Down the edge of one of the many roofs slides a drop of water, meets another drop, and says, do you know what I like in you? You don't look like anyone else.
Down the many roofs, two drops of water, just like all other drops, pierced by the same ray of the sun, drunk with a new rainbow, united like a nipple of light, and heavy like heavenly fruit, dropped to the earth. Clear as a tear of happiness.
And one says to its mate, do you know what I would like most of all? When I come to this world another time, I'd like to meet a drop exactly like you.
Your breasts are a snow-white cathedral. Your nipples, eternal lamps. Oh, let me become your verger and tend to your vernal lamps.
Be off, you foolish young suitor. My lamps to guard, you're not fit. You're fickle and quickly distracted. You'd leave my cathedral unlit.
Այս հայ բանաստեղծության համացանցն է. This is a special edition of the Armenian Poetry Project, curated and produced by Lola Kundakjan in New York.